back.
Yeah, I'm T.
I'm AJ Twist.
And yeah, this is the podcast. I'm focused.
It's episode 272.
And this is
actually.
Yeah. And this is Ludicolo episode.
Ludicolo.
And Ludicolo is, you ready, man? No way you're gonna guess this one.
Wait. The rain dance Pokemon.
Wow, that's a good guess. But
damn it.
The carefree Pokemon.
Ah, fuck. Okay, fine.
I'm like, damn, I thought Chansey was the carefree Pokemon, but I guess I was wrong the whole time. Yeah, guys, this is the podcast where we talk about anime, video games,
so
comics.
Rain dance Pokemon. That was easy. Come on,
movies, etc. Yeah, so you know what you're getting into. Let's start off with what we always start off with on Focus Weeks. Tell you a little bit about what we've been doing. AJ?
Yeah, so last week I said last week's episode was 272, and I was wrong. Even after discussing it right before the show.
Wow, and we even said the right Pokemon, too.
Yeah, we said the right Pokemon, but like during the intro, I said the wrong number, and I was like editing the show last week, and I was like, the fuck, I said 272.
You're ahead of the game, man. That's all.
Yeah, this is too far in the future. This is actually 272, and I'm AJ Twist, and I'm about to tell you about my own focus week here. I did a little research into the Sonic Archives, because you know I got that Sonic Archives stuff.
Yeah.
I'll be up to issue like 17 right now, and there's more after that. And again, to repeat, the Sonic Archives comics, these are just trades of the original Sonic comics, and you know they put like a like three or four issues into one trade, and then you know then there's a volume one, volume two, and so on for so forth, right?
Right.
So my goal for collecting Sonic comics is to get up to about issue 117 or 13, somewhere around there, because that's where I start to collect again, because I lost everything previously before that. But when I started reading Sonic again in the old days on Archie's series, I started like around 112, 113, somewhere around there, right? So that's where I'm hoping the archives reach to. And so I went to go do a little digging to see where they go up to. And it actually is supposed to have stopped. The latest one they had in production or ready to like be produced was like volume 24 or 25. And that ended at a issue like 98 or something like that.
Hmm.
But what sucks is that volume number 25 and 20, whatever's right before that, actually never got to get pushed forward, because that's where Archie lost the Sonic license and then went to IDW you know, shortly afterwards. So in reality, it only goes up to like volume like 22 or something like that, 23, which only gets up to like issue 80.
Okay.
So I'm never going to get what I want.
It's just not happening, huh?
No, it's never going to happen, because Archie is not making them anymore, obviously, so...
They don't do any gift packages, like still like gift bundles, like a big book that has all of it or anything like that?
That's what they're working. That was the archives. That's the only thing that really does that.
Oh, yeah. And now like that's just the end of that, huh?
Yeah. So
that
yeah.
Sucks.
So Archie's has nothing to do with Sonic anymore, and they stopped anything that they were doing before. Yeah. So
can you buy any back of those archives?
I don't know, honestly.
You should try.
At least the singles or something like that, because yeah, the archives they don't actually don't exist. So that sucks. So I found that out.
Okay.
Sad
news.
Yeah, kind of sucks. But at least I'll get somewhere at least if I can find more. Anyways, other things I did. I lost a hammer. I had it, right? Yeah, I had it last week and I lost it, unfortunately. You know what it was? I didn't play any Soul Calibur. I noticed every time I win the hammer, it's because I play a little bit of Soul Calibur sometime in a week.
I offered you twice that week. That's your fault. you chose not to play.
Hey, you didn't win either.
Yeah, that's not the point. You're the one who needs the practice to win. Apparently, I win more when I don't practice, so maybe I should stop.
Maybe. And then defend his gem, Drew chose to defend one of his gems against me, playing this game I've never even heard of. Actually, I need to look it up again, because I forgot what it's called. I even asked the guys like three times, like, what's this game called again? I can't remember. I have it written here. Lethal League Blaze.
Lethal League Blaze.
Yeah. And it's not a fighting game exactly, but it has a life bar and it has like some type of stock system, and it's 2-on-2 battle. It's like a dodgeball in a way.
Hmm.
It's pretty sick.
Is it the one with the cars?
No cars. It's just two characters you choose, and there's a ball in the middle, and you have two buttons. You have three buttons. You have a jump button, you have a like an attack type of button, and you have a like a grab button. So you can grab the ball or you can attack the ball, but you can't attack or grab your own opponent. It only has to go through the ball. And so the whole point is like to bounce the ball at different angles, at different speeds, hit your opponent.
Catch him flipping.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And then once you hit him enough, you knock him out, you know, you get a stock off of them.
Sounds like very aggressive Pong.
Yeah, it kind of is almost, yeah.
Okay.
It's like dodgeball, honestly, is what it is. Except you can move wherever on the map and all that.
Long as it's not that Hunter x Hunter dodgeball, fuck that.
You know what? It kind of is like that because you can power up the shit too. You can charge a hit and then hit the ball at the right time, and it might bounce so fast that they can't catch it, or maybe they can. It's kind of up to them and how like precise they are with that shit.
Oh, shit.
Or they get hit by it and get knocked out, like one hit KO'd. Sometimes what happens too. Playing that shit though, the wick had a jump button, right? So I was like, dude, give me a fucking GameCube controller to play this. It was on PS4 though, but it would have felt like good. I think it would have felt good on a GameCube controller like Smash. I had those Smash vibes playing it. Huh. But it was a fun game. Hopefully we don't play that again for a gem, but that was fun. Also, I played some Soul Calibur with some other random people Monday night. So do you know who James Chen is?
Sounds familiar.
He's a a commentator for various fighting games. Normally he's a Street Fighter. So if you're ever watching Evo, like, you know, through the stream, usually James Chen is there, like, you know, commentating the matches and all that. He's really well known. So if anyone's ever watched a Street Fighter match, you know, you might have heard his commentary behind it. And various other games. Sometimes he does like Street Fighter, not Street Fighter, what's the other 3D fucking 2D game? Marvel. I think he does. Actually, maybe not too much Marvel, but once in a while does Marvel and just various other games, right? He's been doing Soul Calibur matches on Monday nights through something called Parsec. Now, this is not through PS4. This is not over PC. This is not over Steam. This is over some type of server thing that you can do now. So, So this Parsec thing is like online streaming. You can have people connect to your own computer and play a certain game on your computer.
Like computer to computer, huh?
Yeah.
It's like the old days.
Yeah. And also, one thing that they offer, too, is that you can rent a server and load whatever Steam game you want there and have people connect to it so you don't have any type of lag. You know, like, let's say if I wanted to connect to someone with New York, rather than connect back and forth between California and New York, you can get a server, like, in fucking Illinois or something, somewhere in the middle, and just
that's
both of you
cool.
connect to that so you have, like, an almost, like, an even distance and even amount of lag, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's kind of the whole point of that. So that's what he did. He got a NorCal server, had Soul Calibur running there, so everyone on the West Coast was playing on that server. Well, there was, like, five of us playing. Some people that were there were people that we frequently see at Wednesday Night Fights.
Oh, yeah?
Abyss Commando. Have you heard that name before? I've heard that name before.
No, I've never
No?
heard
okay,
name.
Maybe I just seen him on the online matches that Wednesday Night Fights does. I saw a couple of other names that I recognized too, but a lot of them were there playing, and it was just free play, like put a coin up type of thing. He was trying to make it that vibe, and he actually had a little picture of a coin display where he, like, every time someone's like, "Hey, can you get me in?" He'd drop a token right there, and you wait for your turn, and then your token disappears when your match comes up and all that.
That's pretty cool. We got the feels into it too.
Yeah. So he was trying to do that. He's just there, just like watching the matches, doing a little bit of commentating and everything. And whenever I came up, he was like commentating my shit, and I swear he was like thinking so highly of me. I was thinking the whole time, because there was times where I did some stupid shit, mainly because I didn't know what to do, so I kind of just froze up. Other times, like, I was in the middle of trying to do something else, but like it looked like I was trying to do something that I should have done better, or like I would sidestep something. He's like, "Oh, he sidestepped. Oh, where's the punish? Oh, he didn't get the punish." And I was like, I wasn't even thinking of punishing. I just wanted to get out the way, you know?
Yeah, you gotta start thinking like that, too.
Yeah, I know. That's one thing for sure, though, that I realized.
Your character's a punisher, right? Shang Wao's got fucking mean-ass punishers.
Shang Wao, yeah, but I was using Talon, though.
Oh, you were using Talon, okay.
Yeah, I was using Talon most of the time. Eventually, I went to Shang Wao, but most of the time, it was Talon. And then also, like, there was a time where I forgot what character, I think it was a Keelik. He was coming down with some unblockable, and I just stood there blocking it because I wasn't sure what was coming and what I should do at the moment. And then last second it hit me. It's like, oh, I should have fucking sidestepped. I'm like, oh, well, I guess I'm just going to take this right now, right?
Yeah.
And then he was like, oh, I think he was trying to do RI. I was like, I was not thinking RI at all. I thought about it too slowly. I'm like, yeah, RI would have been a great idea. I had time to do it too, but I was too busy thinking like, which way should I move? Should I even move? Oh, wait, I should sidestep. And by then I was getting hit. But yeah, so afterwards I was like telling him in chat, like, dude, your commentary, you're just thinking too highly of me, dude. Mm-hmm. And he starts laughing. He's like, no. He's like, yeah, I get it.
No, you should listen to what he says and try to do that.
No, yeah, for sure. No, I was definitely taking some tips for sure. But yeah, the one thing for sure is just punishing. Because every time like I would sidestep something or move out the way for something, he'd be like, oh, he should have punished him right there. I was like, fuck. Yeah, I need to fucking focus more on punishing now. When I sidestep, what is my attack to sidestep? And thinking about it now, that's the one thing Drew gets me with a lot. He'd always sidestep and hit me with that fucking horizontal.
Yeah, dude, he's figured it out. He didn't used to do that. He's figured it out.
No, but I've noticed that last couple of weeks. He's always doing that shit now, too. So, like, I need to find fucking my moves that do that. You know, horizontal punishes, vertical punishes, and all that shit. So,
for anyone who doesn't know, we're talking about the mechanics of Soul Calibur 6, by the way.
Yes. And me playing. Anyways,
anything else?
But I played a few matches there. That was fun. If I have time next week, maybe I'll do that. One thing I did work on is this guy right here.
Oh, I thought you were going to pull out your Lego shit because I saw that too.
Oh, shit. That's right. I did that as well. But anyways, I'll do that. I'll show that right now. But this is my D-pad.
Your directions?
This is a hitbox layout right here. So, hitbox, for people that don't know, if you're building an arcade stick, you know, you can go with a classic joystick, right, to control your movement. But some people that have, like, arm issues, carpal tunnel, stuff like that, have made this new layout called a hitbox layout, where they use buttons instead of a joystick. And the way that buttons are laid out are kind of interesting, and I think it's more in favor of something like a 2D fighter, like Street Fighter, where you don't want to jump so much. Because the layout from left to right are left, down, right, and up.
Oh, your up is on your thumb?
Yeah, up is on your thumb, yeah. And then you got your pointer, your middle, and your ring finger for left, down, and right.
Oh, that's weird.
I always got to think about that because it just fucking throws me off all the time. And yeah, I put this together. I fucking cut out some wood so I can just replace my joystick so I can easily just screw it on there. I have all these wires on the back, though, because I had no way to really connect it yet without disconnecting too many things. So I have this breadboard going on here and stuff with wires coming out of it. Some Frankenstein shit going on here. But I actually, I installed it into my stick and I tried it out. It was the fucking weirdest shit ever, dude. Like, I feel like I did not know how to move around. Because I can go back and forth easy.
It felt so foreign, you mean, huh?
Yeah, yeah. And, like, when I wanted to, like, I was playing Soul Calibur, and I went Tom, because, like, I'm familiar with Tom. I don't want to fuck with something I don't know, like Shangwa or Samina right now. So I went Tom, and I just played, like, arcade mode real quick. And I was having the hardest time just doing anything. Because every time I had to think about, like, which button do I need to push for down? You know, that moment of thinking about it, though, this messed me up, and I'll miss my stances, or I'll miss dodging an attack, or I'll miss blocking low. Yeah, it was fucking weird. So I just need more time with that. But I did feel a lot faster when I did get a, you know, small hint of, like, familiarity real quick. I was like, oh, shit, and I was moving kind of fast around. Sidestepping is fucking quick as fuck with this, too, dude. It is fucking amazing.
Sidestepping's...
Yeah, because you're just bouncing back real fast, right? Rather go back and forth.
It's funny you said that, dude, because, you know, when I use Cassandra, she has this stance where she does a roll, and then she can go back or forward. Like, she can sidestep one way or the other after she, like, dashes.
Mm-hmm.
You roll to do that, right?
Yeah.
I was always thinking, like, damn, if I could push a button to do the up or down after, it'd be so easier, because sometimes I miss the movement after,
because
the joystick thing has to be fucking perfect.
Yeah,
or she'll just do the dash and stand there.
Yeah.
And you're like, do it,
like,
bitch.
I pushed it, but you did it so fast that it didn't count as something separate.
I was too fast or I was too slow. One or two.
I
was thinking, like, if it was a button, like, that would actually be better. Like, that's funny.
No, I had that thought a few weeks ago where I was in the middle of doing something. I was like, man, if I could have tap forward faster, I would have had that movement right there to do what I wanted to do. And I was like, oh, that hitbox layout has buttons. Maybe that's what I should do. So that's why I kind of went with this and just kind of figured it out. And just because I do have arm issues, however, though, it's not my left arm, so it really doesn't benefit me too much. But it's fun to fuck around with.
Well, you're about to make your left arm buff, man. You do
maybe,
a,
yeah.
Do enough fucking stutter stepping and shit, you're going to fucking be all fucking
yeah,
yoked,
dude,
right here.
Fucking box stepping was amazing, dude. Fucking just down back real fast. Yeah, that looked fucking scary doing it.
Is that how motherfuckers are doing it so fluidly? No, I see people do it with the stick too, actually.
Yeah,
so
no,
never
people
mind.
Are really good with the stick, yeah, but... I did try Street Fighter with it, though, because I heard Daigo uses this, and it took him a while to get used for it, but he's been pretty sick at Street Fighter with a hitbox format.
Well, you know, also, if you think about
it... I could roll a lot easier with that shit. It was amazing.
Oh, really? You know, if you think about it, AJ, like, think about the lack of multitasking, because now you're focused on exactly hitting buttons and hitting keys.
It's more multitasking, if anything.
No, I think it's less, because I'm like, you know how your brain... differentiates button control versus stick control and direction control. I feel like if you're using all buttons, I feel like that's kind of more dialed in, like, okay, it should be.
It should be, and that's what I thought. But no, dude, I was having so much difficulty thinking about what finger needed to move so I can go a certain way.
So
dude,
it's actually the opposite of what I thought, is what you're saying,
dude,
right?
I can literally feel my brain just thinking, like what do I got to do? And because I was so focused on trying to push buttons on one side, I would miss buttons on the other side.
Oh, yeah.
It was so weird.
You know the only game that's ever made me feel like that before? The World Ends With You.
Oh yeah, oh, yeah.
Because you're controlling two characters, but you're you're also supposed to be looking at both screens and controlling them both at the same time. So you got to, like, I remember that I had that same feeling you're talking about, where I couldn't even, like, I could feel my brain thinking, and like I finally get this shit doing, and I'm like, no, the right side, I'm fucking dying.
Yeah.
And that game, if one of your characters dies, you're dead. Like, so they both die, even if you're kicking ass with one of them.
Yeah.
If one of them dies, it's game over.
Yeah, that sounds crazy. Yeah, but just imagine scrolling one character.
No, I can't imagine, bro. Like,
dude, it was the weirdest shit, just trying to move around. And, like, yeah, like, once I, like, figure out some buttons on my left hand with the directions, I'll get mixed up with the buttons on the other side, and I start moving my hand in different areas to reach certain buttons. Like, wait, why am I moving my arm around? Like, I just need to keep my hand in this one spot. Like, it was strange. It was definitely something I got to just, you know, mentally just get into my head. Tai Chi in chat also mentions that there's also a thing about hitboxes where you can walk forward with charge characters. So you can hold back and walk forward. That is a thing that exists. And that's
why, like, buffering, basically. Yeah, buffering.
But,
okay,
you know, like with an arcade stick, you got to hold back and you can't move forward. And if you do, you lose your charge, right? With a hitbox, you can actually hold back and charge that back while walking forward. And then you don't lose your charge. Which is actually a thing that people think is a bit of a cheating method, because
it's
not everyone
really
can do that.
I mean, I know exactly, now that you say this, I know exactly what you're talking about. Like, Ivy.
No, like think more of Street Fighter. Imagine Guile charging a Sonic Boom but walking forward at you.
Well, yeah, so that's why I don't think that's
what more people complain about.
I don't think you quite understand how Ivy's summon suffering shit works. Because Ivy can do this shit where you can push one of the directions in Summon Suffering and then kind of do other shit.
Oh, yeah, that's true,
too.
And then finish the
directions.
But the game allows you to do that. That's not something fancy you're doing with your stick or nothing like that. That's just something the game allows you to do.
But okay, I see what you're saying.
But with this hitbox format, you can hold back and charge your Sonic Boom while walking toward them, and then let go and hit your, or hit, tap this and with your button and do your Sonic Boom.
Oh, okay.
Like, you can't do that normally with a Guile.
No. Now I fathom what you're saying. Like, how you can only do that with the buttons. You can't do that with a joystick.
Yeah,
I get that.
Can't do that.
Okay,
yeah,
I understand now.
Yeah. So hitbox were kind of banned at a lot of tournaments for a while. But then a lot of people were creating this thing within the custom board you build your arcade sticks with. I forget what it was called, like something cleaning. It's something that allows you to not charge, so you can't do that. So if you hit one button while holding another, then when you're holding, it gets canceled out, and now you're just doing the new direction. So that's a thing that was introduced. I'm not sure if my board has that, though, where it cancels that motion out, so I can't get away with that. So that's the other thing that I'm kind of worried about, too. But I'll complete this. I'm working on a concept for a new arcade stick for myself, and I'll try to implement this for sure. But I'll try to mess with that some more. Oh, I bought some new connectors too, so I got a whole box of mini connectors now that I can probably use to connect my buttons in a different way now and disconnect it easily too.
You know, go ahead.
No, good.
If you're in Focus Week.
No, I just want to show off this one more thing. This thing. So I started putting the NES Lego thing together.
Yeah, that's what I was waiting for you to show off.
Yeah. So here's the cartridge, and it's actually really thin compared to like an actual NES, but it's also smaller than NES cartridge as well. It's fucking dope. I don't know. It looks awesome. I've got the right blocks at the right spots to give it that rigidity look too on the side and everything. This was a sticker I had to put onto it.
I came in here a couple nights ago to like play some Soul, and I got so distracted by seeing this. I was like, oh, he did it. I was like, motherfucker, that shit looks good.
And then I did the controller too, which looks pretty sick. And it has actually like a little, it's actually like a little rubber tube though, but it's your wire. And it actually has a little plug at the end too that you would plug into the actual system.
So I'm sure that Lego piece does actually connect to the system, right?
Yeah, it does. It has little like connectors right here that like should plug into something. Also, this whole thing is all these Nintendo logos and all the colors and all that was already put on the actual Lego pieces themselves. So there is no stickers for me to put on for this, which is pretty sick. So it looks like it might be like silk screened on there or something, which is pretty sick. But yeah, it's this almost, I think this is the actual size of an NES controller. It looks pretty sick. This is the only two things I did. Both of these together probably took me like 20, 30 minutes to do. Probably 20 minutes. It wasn't that long to do. It was the easiest thing I could do. And I'll do the rest of it at some other point. The D-pad and the buttons, they don't actually push in, no. I thought they would because the way I built it, it looks like there's some little space in between where like, oh, maybe I can push it down. But I think that was just a way to raise the buttons out so they stick out a little bit. Just a little bit, but not by a lot. So no, they don't do any clicky sounds or anything like that, unfortunately. I was hoping they would. But they don't.
All right, I'm Focus Week.
Yeah.
Is that good?
Yeah, that's me.
All right. So real quick for my focus, we've been getting some practice in with Cassandra for Soul Calibur. Feeling pretty comfortable with her more and more as time goes on, so I've been liking that. Also, Lovecraft Country, which I've been talking about every week. It's this original show on HBO Max. It's fucking ridiculously good and creepy. Yeah, I saw this newest episode. It had a lot of Indiana Jones feels, so I like that about
really?
It. It was pretty cool, yeah. A lot of Raiders of the Ark vibes, like them going into temple, old temple and shit. It was dope. Otherwise, Splatoon. Man, I've been getting kind of beast in Splatoon, I've been noticing. Like,
oh, yeah? I haven't played in forever.
I can't
since Splatfest.
Oh, yeah? I can't, like, win games every time, but, like, I notice whenever I come up against someone, I can usually kill them.
That's cool.
And or, like, if I don't kill them, like, they just barely kill me. I'm like, well, I'll go get them right now when I come back to life. Like, and I'm not really that worried about it. As opposed to before where you're, like, I was really, like, trying hard to, like, figure out how to outthink them and all that shit. Now I just kind of, like, move one way, let them see me move back, and then bam, bam, two shots, and they're dead. And I'm like, oh,
yeah.
Why didn't I figure this out before? You know, it's kind of easy if you know what to do, you know?
One of my favorite things to do is throw a bomb at one end and then go to, like, the other side of, like, the wall or whatever and then catch them
there. Yeah, because you know they're going to get away from the bomb.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, and then, like, even if they go the other way, then you're like, okay, I'll just wait and do it again.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, dude, I'm like, man, how come I never put these strategies together before? It's so easy. Anyway, so, you know, I've been getting pretty good at Splatoon. Still not an A rank for everything, only for two classes, but I'm getting close. I'm B plus on everything now, so I'm like, okay, a little bit more, I'll be able to get it, you know?
Nice.
What else have I been up to? I saw this movie, it's new on Netflix, everyone's been talking about, called I'm Thinking of Ending Things.
Whoa, and, that sounds dark.
Yeah, right? And it is really dark, but it's a really weird fucking movie. When it was over, I didn't know what I just saw. I didn't know what I gained from it. It was very weird. I didn't know what I got from it. I was like, even the ending got like kind of animated at some points when the whole movie was not animated. And I was like, what the fuck is this? What's happening? You know? And then it was just over. And I was like, fuck this movie. I'm mad. You know? But it was interesting though. So it was at least an entertaining watch if nothing else. Mm. Other things. Oh, you know, you ever watch that guy Comics Explained on YouTube? You ever heard of that guy?
Yeah.
Rob.
Yeah. He's a guy that he read to me all of Infinity War, like the comics or whatever. Infinity Gauntlet.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's right. Dude,
That's why I read it.
Next thing you need to do is check out his new Avengers thing, like how he talks about all the Avengers and Secret Wars. Mm-hmm. That'd be the best way for you to get through it without having to read it. I was just like, you know, listening to it a little bit every night. And I've already read it. I just read it this year, you know, just a few months ago. So I was getting used to it. And reading it and watching him talk about it, he kind of makes connections to older comics and things. And I've read some of these older comics he's talking about. And I'm like, oh, shit. I didn't even realize they were trying to make a reference to this old-ass thing. And like, or, you know, that was even a nod towards me and I didn't catch it, you know. Like,
yeah.
So it was pretty cool watching his explanation of shit. So.
Yeah. No, like, Donald's Quest is the main thing I remember like going over his thing. So he kind of almost went like page by page explaining what happened on each page, each panel. You know, like, he wouldn't read it in detail, like, what they were saying.
But Donald's Quest?
Yeah, Thanos Quest.
Oh, Thanos Quest. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so I remember doing that through his channel. But yeah. he has some good content there, too, for sure, for comics.
Yeah, dude, you should definitely check out his Avengers one. That shit's pretty cool. It's a fun listen. Yes, I've been doing that. Otherwise, I think that's about it. Oh, did I mention that I finally played Spider-Man 4?
Oh, cool. How are you liking it?
Man. It's the best fucking Spider-Man game. Like, I really like Spider-Man for PlayStation. That's the one, if anyone remembers, where you have to walk around collecting the comic books, the little hidden comic books for points and shit.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Obviously, you're fighting villains and shit, but that was like a little side game that was dope in it. That game was the shit. Spider-Man the Movie 2 was a really good game. And then Ultimate Spider-Man for PlayStation 2. I always loved those three games. They're so different, but, you know, they have really good web swing and really good story. And, like, it was just fun games. this game blows them all out of the water. Like,
that's crazy.
The graphics are just so much better, and the story is so on point, and like everything makes sense in the Spider-Man universe. Whether you've read the comics, watched the cartoon, or seen the movies, like, you feel like you understand what's going on. Like, I was like, they did a good job with that shit.
Yeah, like, everyone definitely praises that game. Even people that are not Spider-Man fans, I actually love that game, too.
Yeah, it's done really well, you know, and it makes his world come to life.
That's cool.
It feels like the Batman animated series, but a video game, you know? It's really weird. But yeah, so Spider-Man on PS4 has been really fucking good. I like that a lot.
Cool.
And then American Vampire 7, I finally got back into reading. Yeah, you said that last time too. But, you know, I finally got into reading. I got back into reading that. I think I'm on number 8 now. Sorry, 8. So, yeah, you know, going back into the comic game. Is there anything else? I think everything else we can talk about in the news. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. We're on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast. You can also check us out on Twitter at Unfocus28.
Yeah.
Don't forget to, you know, message us there or anything you want us to talk about too.
Instagram at Unfocus Podcast as well.
We're also on that other thing, Stitcher.
Oh, yeah. Collision28.com and find various other ways there to subscribe to the podcast. Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts.
Like, comment, subscribe on all those
some other stuff too.
Review us, you know?
Yeah.
In a positive way, of course.
Oh, and then join the Discord. That'd be fun. Collision28.com/Discord. And you can leave us news posts there, too. Various ways to contact us if you need to.
All right.
For anything.
Let's jump into the...
Oh, yeah. I'm all looking to... How do I do it on the computer again? No, I just pushed this button right here.
Okay!
This is the news.
Let's do it!
The news.
Yeah!
The news.
What? Let's get it, crap!
All right, so first piece of news. I feel like we should do this one first just because people have been waiting for this shit for, like, literally decades, AJ. And I want you to check it out. Yeah, I'm sure you didn't see the original movie because I didn't see it either, and I'm a sci-fi fan. But, yeah, it's something that, like, has been made, and people hated that version of it, and it's made from a book originally. And it's kind of like a grandfather of sci-fi. But now we finally get to see... Was like, actually, Tai Chi was nice enough to send this to us earlier today, too.
Yeah, and then Cars was interested in watching this, too. I have no clue what this is.
Yeah, if you know anything about, like, it's...
I'm not going to play the audio, because last time...
What, she went wrong?
Yeah.
Okay.
But we'll play the video, but no audio.
Oh, wait, no, you got to hear it, though. Okay, well, maybe we should check it out later.
All right.
Or we're going to cut it, maybe?
Cut it out of the show? Maybe. I could do that.
Do you often dream things that happen?
It's a long trailer.
Just as you
fuck,
dream
3
them.
Minutes. Okay, yes. That is long. All right, so to give you a little backstory, AJ.
The test is simple.
The test is simple,
remove
okay.
Remove your hand from the box, and you die.
What's in the box?
Pain.
Yeah, so this is a very famous sci-fi book. A lot of things that we know and love have been built off of this. Star Wars, for example, is basically a movie version of Dune that is actually good. Now, there was a movie of this made.
Star Wars.
Yeah, right? And that fucker showed up, of course. Now, there was a movie version of this from the 70s, AJ. It was called, obviously, the same thing, Dune.
Okay.
Fucking sucks. Apparently, it's really shitty and really weak. Bad graphics, all that shit, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, that's why people haven't touched this movie for like 30, 40 years, you know, because no one wanted to fuck with it or mess it up again. And now they're like, these guys decided they could definitely do it. Mark Villanueva, he's pretty famous. He's done a lot of good movies. But he said he can do it. Like, he's confident. He knows the actors. He knows how he's going to do it. And, you know, there you go. Look at it. It looks pretty fucking sick. Actually.
So he was like, let's do it, eh?
Let's do it.
What will you do?
I know you.
It looks cool. I don't know what to expect from this, though. But it looks very sci-fi.
Yeah, like I said, this is the this is one of the grandfathers of sci-fi.
And Zordon.
The legend will be born. All of civilization depends on it.
The future. I can see it.
Does this have any sequels to it?
Yeah, well, the books do. The movies, no.
Okay.
There's like 3 books.
Oh, yeah, okay, there's 3 books. Okay. So this could possibly be a trilogy of some sorts. And
people,
do you know the point for that?
People are hoping so. Actually, because even the first book, they said, is way too much to cram into one movie, which is why that first movie sucks. Because, bro, the first movie... Oh, well, I'll tell you about this in a minute. The first movie is 3 hours long, bro, and people say it feels rushed.
Wow.
Yeah. 3 hours long, and it feels rushed.
That's crazy.
And the movie doesn't even have that thing, which is one of the biggest things that people love about Dune, is the giant underground sandworms that, like, fuck everything up and eat people and also make some cool shit that they need to have. And I guess they did that really bad in that movie, or didn't do it at all. I can't remember what it was. But this one, the fucking fans of the book are like, oh, shit, that looks right. Like, that's what I always imagined in my head, you know?
That's cool.
And so, yeah, it looks like they did a good job with this shit.
All right.
Yeah, like I said, this is kind of like how we got Star Wars, you know? Because
did we get a date for that?
Oh, did we?
I don't know. I'll go watch that again real quick.
But, yeah, like I said, this is why we got Star Wars, you know, because fucking George Lucas read this.
In theaters on December 18th.
Oh, shit. They kept with the date?
What the fuck?
I didn't think they were going to keep with the day. Wow, so December 18th, it's still happening.
Dates no longer exist.
I mean, yeah, anything's open to being moved, so you never know.
Yeah.
But yeah, Dune, man, this is supposed to be a big deal for anyone who likes any space shit, any sci-fi shit. This is one of the originals, you know, like one of the original good ones, so... Hopefully it's good.
All right, yeah. Hopefully it is. I have no clue what to expect out of this thing.
Nor do I. I've never read the book.
No, I never read the book. I haven't even heard of it. Only Dune I know is Dune Buggies, so.
I don't think it has as much to do with that as you would think initially.
Damn. Hmm. That's unfortunate.
AJ?
We're currently celebrating Mario's 35th anniversary. It's been 35 years since the original Super Mario Bros. Game for the NES came out. This one right here, which is actually why this exists too, because this is actually part of the 35th anniversary celebration.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Through Nintendo.
That's right.
Not only the NES collection, the NES, you know, make, but also the Super Mario Lego set too, with the, you know, Bluetooth Mario thing that goes with the course and all that. That's part of it as well. There's a lot of various other things too that exist through all that. But... they had a direct to kind of talk about other things they're doing. And one of them is a, I guess I'll talk about the big thing first and I'll pimper in the smaller things. But Mario, what is it called? Super Mario 3D All-Stars, I think is what it was called. Yeah, Super Mario 3D All-Stars is coming out soon, later this month, actually.
Oh, so, nice.
So this is... it's pretty much like Mario All-Stars, which originally had like the original Mario game, Mario 2, Mario 3. What else did it have in there?
And World.
I don't think World was included in it.
No, I'm sorry. It was 1, 2, Lost Levels, and 3.
Lost Levels and 3. Okay, yeah, that sounds more like it.
You know, I'm actually surprised there's no weird-ass hidden game in this one that we haven't seen.
Maybe there will be. They haven't said anything about it yet. It's not even out yet, so maybe there might be.
I hope there is.
Yeah.
Something obscure that you can't find, that maybe you can't get anymore, you know?
That'd be pretty cool. I was thinking more like Mario Galaxy 2. Because on this one, we have...
Mario Galaxy.
Yeah, Mario Galaxy, Mario Sunshine, and Mario 64.
Yeah.
Also, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago because it was a rumor.
Yeah, it was a rumor, and it turned out we were right here on Unfocused, right?
Yeah, it turned out it was a true rumor. So this is available September 18th, but here's the kicker. In March, they're going to stop putting it out. So this is going to be available for limited time. So
it's almost the same bullshit as Mario All-Stars in the first place.
I was going to ask that, too. Like, did Mario All-Stars originally do that same thing?
It was a much bigger window, but it was the same thing. They did it for like a year or two. Once it was gone, you could not get All-Stars again. You could get World, I think. Like, you could buy a World separately.
Yeah.
But you could not buy All-Stars separately.
This is a smaller window. This is from September 18th until March 20th.
6 months?
About 6 months, yeah.
Very good on it.
So, that's crazy. So, if anyone's interested, maybe I kind of want to pick it up just to play some of these. Because I never played Mario 64 before. I think I had Sunshine. Or maybe I borrowed it. Maybe my brother had it. I don't know. I never played Galaxy. So maybe that'd be cool. They'll be available both digitally and physically, and both of them are limited.
Okay.
So it will be digital, but they'll also be ended. You know, they're not going to sell that anymore.
Yeah, don't try to be slick and get away with it some other way.
Yeah, because Tai Chi was asking about, I wonder if they'll still have it digitally. No, I don't think they are. I think they said both digitally and physically will both be limited. Yeah, which is wild. I don't know why they would do that. What's cool about this, though, that it's going to be higher resolution, so they will actually, like, you know, put some improvements in it so you can see the full screen. It'll be in widescreen and all that. Also, they'll have music from all three titles in there, too, so I think there's going to be, like, some type of jukebox you can go to in there to play all the musics. I'm guessing it's something similar that Smash Brothers has. Yeah. But yeah, that's kind of what they announced there. They had some other announcements that I go through. Do you want me to go through them now or later?
Just go ahead. Go for it.
There's a lot. This is a couple of ones that I really want to go into.
It's up to you. All right, you know, just do it later, I guess. We'll continue.
I'll pepper them in. But that's one of the big things I talked about, and I'll mention the other things later on.
All right, in other news, if you're a fan of GameStop, I'm sure you already heard our bad news in December. We only got more now. GameStop will be closing 400 more stores.
Damn.
Than they were already going to close. They were only planning to keep a few open, a few hundred open, but now a few more are going down. So I don't think GameStop's going to make it through this, guys. I'd be really surprised if they did. They might be a blockbuster. You never know.
Unless they do something crazy, but...
I feel like they've exhausted their crazy options. What else can they do?
I don't know.
An online store is the next move, and I mean, you're not fucking with Amazon right now, so it's like, don't even try.
I guess that's just me, though. Like, I don't buy games off Amazon, but like, that's because I'm PC, though. Like, I have no reason to...
I mean, honestly, I bought everything from Amazon until now that I'm actively trying not to buy shit from Amazon because I heard how much fucking money they're just making since this quarantine started, and I'm like, no, you guys have enough power.
I mean, what else are they going to do? Like, I mean, what else are people going to do, rather, for Amazon, I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, there's other places to buy shit, too, you know? Which is exactly the point with this, you know? You can get that shit. Hopefully they make some kind of online store or something.
They already have an online store, actually.
A better one.
A better one?
Yeah, one that doesn't suck. But yeah, I don't know. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, they're closing down more and more stores, guys. But not completely closed yet.
Not yet.
All right.
Still have time.
Yeah. AJ?
I guess we'll talk about the other Mario things they mentioned. So, remember the Gaming Watch? Little handheld system?
Yeah,
the whole
like 32
thing?
Games or whatever, yeah. Or however many games they had.
Yeah, maybe. Well, they're going to put Super Mario onto a Game & Watch little console thing.
Interesting.
Yeah. So,
and it will legit be Super Mario?
Yeah, be the original Super Mario Brothers from the NES on this one little color screen. That's a Game & Watch. But it also has like the Game & Watch, like the clock, and it also has that little ball game too. Lost Levels is on there too.
Oh, shit.
And you'll be able to do that too. And it also says it has 35 other little touches, is what they said. So what those other 35 little touches are, I'm not sure. But yeah, look out for that. November 13th is when it's coming out. I don't have a price for it, though. But there's that. And one other little thing they also mentioned was Mario 3D World, which came out for the Wii U. Apparently there's going to be a Super Mario World Plus, what was it called? Bowser's Fury or something like that. I never played 3D World, so I have no idea what this little cinematic is hinting to. But if there's any 3D Mario World fans out there, maybe you can clue me in somehow. But I guess it's some expansion, maybe like a part two to it. I don't know. But that's a thing that they announced coming out in February 12th of next year.
Okay.
I have no idea what that is. They didn't say anything about it. They just showed that trailer. That's it. And they moved on to the next thing.
Wow.
I was like, what does this mean? I don't know what
is. They love to do shit like that sometimes, right? Just like throw some shit at you that you couldn't possibly understand. Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, just you'll see.
Yeah. What's funny is that I even show this video on the stream right now, but just to quickly show you all those things again, and that's what they all look like. All
right. Another quick news. It's a big part. There's two pieces of news I'm going to combine here. Because I realize they're happening from the same company, and I fucking... It should be dick moves. Well, yeah, this news should be dick moves.
Oh, okay.
But I'm not going to do it yet, because I have a worse dick moves.
Oh.
But Mike Tyson's Mysteries, as well as Venture Brothers, two of my favorite fucking Adult Swim animated adult cartoons on there,
mm-hmm.
are being canceled.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Mike Tyson's Mystery.
Tyson had a mystery?
Bro, you've never seen this?
And he has his pigeon?
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
And his ghost?
What?
And this little genius Asian girl?
I don't get those two things. I understand the pigeon. I don't understand the ghost and the...
It's a long story. Okay. Oh, you get the pigeon reference? Like, yeah. How you used to keep them?
Yes.
That's so funny.
I get that.
Well, yeah. So it's Mike Tyson, and he actually does the voice of the character, by the way.
As he should.
His talking pigeon.
Does he do the voice for that, too?
No.
Oh.
It's actually some famous comedian, like
oh, okay.
some famous like New York style comedian. Like, I forget his name. This ghost, this old 1920s ghost that haunts him, and this little genius Asian girl that he randomly met, and the four of them solve mysteries together.
The four of them.
Yeah, the four of them are a team, and they solve mysteries together. It's the most ridiculous, hilarious fucking shit you've ever seen. Now, I want people to know it is Mike Tyson, and it is an Adult Swim. This shit is very fucking not for kids. Like, it's funny. It's funny, but it's like adult funny.
Adult humor.
Yeah, and that goes from violence to, like, sex jokes to everything. Like, it's just fucking, it's wild. I love this show. It's so funny and random. I highly recommend it, but it won't be going past season 4. If you're a fan of this, I hate to break it to you, but that would be the end of it. It is currently available on Hulu, though. And then my other favorite one, Venture Brothers, which I kind of understand because I didn't know there was even more of this being made. I thought it was already canceled. But I guess, Venture Brothers is an animated thing from Adult Swim. It's kind of like making fun of, like, Johnny Quest and old Hanna-Barbera cartoon shit.
Oh, okay.
But it's very adult humor.
Okay.
I always thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, I've heard of it. I might have seen an episode back in the day, but I never really watched it.
I feel like it's right up your alley. So one of these days you might want to check that shit out.
I didn't watch a lot of things like on Adult Swim, Cartoon Network back in the day.
You would have really liked them, like some of it.
Like in the beginning, when Cartoon Network first started getting big, I did. Like, the Ed, and Eddie, Powerpuff Girls, stuff like that.
Before
Adult Swim. But when Adult Swim came around, like, I didn't have cable. I didn't really watch TV a lot. So I missed out on all that shit.
Yeah, it's a damn shame, bro. Because, they make references to things we like a lot, nerd things, and, like, make fun out of it. It's pretty funny. So, yeah, Mike Tyson and Venture Brothers are canceled. Sad thing about Venture Brothers is they were in the middle of writing the 8th season.
Oh, really?
Believe it or not. Like, I know it's been, like, fucking 5 years since they had a season, but they were literally just writing the season, and it got canceled in the middle of the writing. So
that sucks.
No season 8 to speak of, guys. But, yeah, so, unless you guys want to boycott and protest, you know how that shit works. Eventually, you'll get the show back, probably. AJ?
All right, to continue the rest of the direct stuff they talked about, this one kind of blew my mind. Actually, these two kind of blew my mind. One of them is this Super Mario World or Super Mario Brothers. Oh, shit, I reset this whole thing. I meant to put the volume down. It's like Tetris 99. So yeah, you're playing one game in the middle screen, and you can see kind of what everyone else is doing on the side screens. And there's 34 other people, including you. So there's 35 players.
Oh, so you're trying to get more points and race them and all that shit.
As you kill enemies, they get thrown to other people that are playing too.
Oh, well, you jump on them, they bounce off into someone else's shit.
Yeah, into someone else's screen, and then they got to deal with it.
That's fucked up.
So that's kind of how that works. So this is kind of similar.
Oh, in the underwater level, that's a bitch.
And this is similar to like Tetris 99. Where you're playing 99 other people, and when you, like, hit a Tetris, you send over garbage, you can choose who it goes to, or it could be random, or whoever has the most coins. You can do that same type of thing here, too. You know, choose who has who's ahead, or, stuff like that. So that sounds pretty fun. This is coming out October 1st, and it's playable until March 31st. So just
Wait,
like...
Sorry, give me those dates again?
October 1st until March 31st.
Okay.
So just like Super Mario 3D All-Stars, it has a limited run as well. Okay. However, this will be free to anyone who has the Nintendo Online thing. So if you have online and all that, you're paying for that, you can get this for free, just like Tetris 99. But it's only going to be playable for like 6 months, which is kind of whack. It sounds fun. Hopefully they turn these things, or at least this, into like an actual thing that you can purchase, because that thing sounds fun. I'm going to play that. The other thing they showed off was fucking crazy. So all they showed was this kid. They actually, again, said nothing. There was no announcement telling you what's going on. They just kind of showed you what was going on. And it was this kid playing Mario Kart on his Switch, but he can see the real world like it's an AR or something. So what it is actually is it's called Mario Kart Live Circuit. And you have these actual RC cars with a little camera on top of it. And as you drive it around, it kind of shows you what you're seeing like on your actual Switch. And the tracks you have... You make them yourself.
Okay.
Look, check it out. Like, this is what it actually is. You're driving that, but you see it on the screen and everything.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Even the weapons and stuff are like, this is actual Mario Kart. This might be the next Mario Kart game.
Wow.
But you'll have a real life, thing happening. It's a little RC car camera. You can see what's going on. And you can make the track yourself, too. So, what you do is you have these little stands, these little checkpoints you can put around places. And then you actually drive your car around the living room or wherever you're trying to play, and it'll like, you know, make the track, it'll follow and make that into a track wherever you start going. You got to hit those checkpoints though, and then once you make the full circle, then it maps it and like, okay, this is your map now, this is your track, and then you can start playing that track now. So it sounds pretty crazy, pretty sick. It sounds very, very intricate, but looks fun. And I'm down for this. Actually, me and Chris were talking about this because seeing Drew's new spot, like, he had all this room in the middle. And he was like, yo, we should get that new Mario Kart and just bust it out right here. I was like, yo, that's a good idea. We have all the room right there.
Damn.
But yeah, this comes out next month, which is crazy. This is coming out October 16th. So next month, we'll be able to see that.
Okay. New York Comic Con is making some splashes of their own. They just announced that October 8th will be their date for their digital Comic-Con.
All right.
So no physical place, but they'll have their virtual panel. I think that's what they're calling it. And there's a number of things that we might be semi-interested in that'll be coming up there. For example, some of those last Marvel series that were almost not going to be made will be showing up there for panels, including Hellstorm and the animated show MODOK.
Hmm.
All right, so those they'll have something. Clive Barker's Books of Blood, they'll have a little panel for that. The new Animaniacs show will have a panel where they're going to be able to meet the voice actors and stuff.
Crazy.
Doctor Who, What We Do in the Shadows. What was the really interesting one? Neil Gaiman's Sandman, which people have been waiting a long fucking time for that show. So you're finally going to get to talk to him and some of the cast about it. But yeah, so you guys can look into this. But yeah, they're going to be having a lot of specials and a lot of things. Dungeons and Dragons Cooking, which is another show that's going to be... Yeah, I didn't know about that. Lucasfilms, A Galaxy Far, Far Away. So there's some weird shit here that's going to be showing up. Pretty big things. Even an Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. panel. So, you know, if there's going to be any news about that future connecting to the Marvel Universe, you might find out about it there. So, yeah, keep your eyes open for New York Comic Con, guys. It's going to have some cool shit in it, it sounds like. It may not be as amazing as it has been, but it sounds like a pretty solid list of cool things to come out. And, yeah, October 8th will be the day one for New York Comic Con.
Okay.
Virtual.
Cool.
On your computer. Yeah. Or phone.
It's not San Diego, though. It's probably a farewell panel for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Huh. Maybe.
Maybe it's Greg.
Could be.
AJ?
Yeah. So, last couple little things that they announced at this little direct they had. A couple of cool items coming out soon. So, some pins, some clothing. What were they? Pumas. That's the thing I want to talk about. There's some Pumas that just came out, apparently. Next panel. Where is it?
Anyways. Oh, wow. That's an old-ass picture.
I know, right?
The mushroom still looks shitty. Go on.
These Pumas are out.
Oh, shit.
Also, this outfit is coming out pretty soon through Black Milk, which I've never heard of that company, but you know, some
got suspenders
stuff
too, you know, for Mario and Luigi. That's
true.
Fucking...
Various games, and we know some of the things that already came out, like the Lego stuff is all part of this too. But one of the other big things they kind of announced, Animal Crossing will get some items, Super Mario items. I think it's coming out like in March or something like that. I don't know why they announced it now, but it would have been fine to announce it later on rather than just have all those Animal Crossing fans just clamoring like, oh my God, Mario stuff coming soon. Why you gotta wait so long? So I'm pretty sure there's plenty of people like that right now. But yeah, they're going to have some Animal Crossing themed, Super Mario themed Animal Crossing items coming in March. Also, there's going to be a Splatfest coming up in January to celebrate the Mario 35th anniversary. Here it is. It's going to be...
Oh, shit.
Like, which power up would you prefer? Supersized mushroom or invincibility? Which
that's
I think
a
that's an
dumbass
easy one,
question.
Right?
Really? Like, that's a dumbass question. Why would you...
Why would you not choose invincibility?
Yeah,
over
that's fucking dumb.
Being supersized.
I mean, I guess, are they hoping the iconic look of the mushroom will, like, win it over a little bit or something? Because I got, obviously, superstar.
Yeah.
Invincibility? It's in the name.
I know, right?
Anyway.
What would be the other option? Like the Fire Flower?
Fire Flower. That's what it should have been. Fire Flower versus Invincibility. That's an actual...
You think so?
That's an actual conversation because... I know, now we're talking about tiers of Mario powers. But, that's an actual conversation because at least with a Fire Flower, it doesn't run out and you get projectiles. Mm. The star runs out, but no one can fuck with you.
This is true.
That's more of like a, okay, this one versus this one. Like,
you know what? In that case, with that thought process now, you can say the same about the Super Mushroom. Like, you know, would you rather be giant size for as long as possible or be invincible for, like, you know, 20 seconds.
Yeah, but there's no real gain to being large. You just get one hit minus. Like, you get a bunch of hits minus with invincibility.
But for a short amount of time, you know?
I guess you're right. I feel like the Firefly would have been a better comparison, but I guess you're right.
Yeah, I think so too, though. Yeah. But that's going to be the Splatfest coming out in January. To go along with that, they also announced that they'll have some keychains at storenintendo.com. Store.nintendo.com. Also, some t-shirts that have these exact little images right there. So I think this also goes on sale like in January. I think it comes out today, actually, I think. I wonder if we can go to the store right now and see if it's there. But yeah, if you want some Splatoon-themed Splatfest shirts, go look for that. I'm going to look for it right now. See how much it is, too.
All right. Since you're talking about shoes this time around, what is my turn?
Shirts, actually. But
well,
yeah,
you brought
go
the
ahead.
Pumas, right?
No, I'm gonna see if the Splatoon shirts are here.
Oh yeah, for sure. No, but I'm saying since you're talking about Pumas.
Oh yeah, yeah.
With...
Go for it.
Wait, and now I want to see the Splatoon.
I know. I want to see if it's here. I'm not sure if it is. Go ahead and talk about it while I just look around.
No,
I'm not sure how to navigate this shit.
I need to see it because I have a picture from it.
Oh, okay. I can't find it right now.
Okay, we'll check it out later.
Yeah.
All right. So with this one, I think you can actually play my segment before we do Will's segment.
Oh, okay.
Want to take a little break in a bit.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, go ahead.
We're going to get into the copyright thingy on this shit.
Well, we could, couldn't we?
We are.
It's happening right now?
On YouTube. Dick moves. Dick moves. Wait, we should have just played the whole video earlier, too, if we're going to do this, thinking about it now. You made me sick. All right. It's Dick Moves.
Dick Moves, guys. It's pretty... So... My piece of news is it's a dick move. Hot Topic has come out with some new shoes. And guess what? Because of the popularity of the TV show being on Netflix, they're Avatar themed.
Oh, wow. Okay. These look pretty dope, though.
The shoes are not the fucking problem.
Okay.
Look at the fucking shoes, bro.
Are they kid shoes?
They're shipping Zutara.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Bro, like, I'm fucking over it. Can people let it go? I'm like, dude, let it go. It's not happening. Like,
Are these separate shoes or are
no,
these
bro,
left and right?
No, that's one pair.
Oh, wow.
That's what I'm saying, dude. I'm like, you guys need to stop it now. Like, this is too much. And I'm like, especially with the idea that we were talking about, like, that maybe that might be the
Yo,
problem.
Yo, what if that's true and this was all planned to go with the live action
dude,
because they had planned
I know.
Zutara?
Dude, I was just about to bring that up, that we were just talking about how, like, maybe that's why the creators like left because they're not happy with some of the decisions being made and
yeah.
like and AJ theorized that maybe they turned Avatar into a love triangle
yeah
and like now I'm seeing this shit and I'm like what would they want to do to get you more on the idea of this whole idea start putting shit out with like them two and you'd be like see I'm a fan of these two even though we know it's gonna be fucking Aang and Katara in the
oh,
end
oh man that's funny
oh I'm so mad bro I'm so mad I was like
I would these shoes would be dope if they didn't have you know, the images of the characters on there.
Yeah, you know, I wish they had more of the style. Like, I wish they had water-bending shoes, earth-bending shoes, air-bending shoes, and fire-bending shoes without actually having characters, just having the designs and symbols
yeah.
and shit. That would be so dope. That would
be cool, too. Or imagine each side of the shoe had a different element. So, you know, the left side of the left shoe had, you know, one element, and the right side of the left shoe had a different element.
That would
so
be cool.
So you can get all four elements.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I could
that would have been cool, too.
I would also be down with some lion turtle shoes.
Right.
That'd be pretty fucking cool.
Or maybe some Cabbage's shoes.
Damn, the Cabbage Maker shoes. Dude, Vans should team up with Avatar and come up with a whole line of shit just like they did with Marvel.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool.
That'd be sick.
What do they call it in court? Cabbage Co?
Cabbage Corp.
Cabbage Corp, yeah. I want a Cabbage Corp shirt, bro.
You know, I read something earlier that Carla sent me that she came across saying that Legend of Korra, rather, almost did not happen. That's why they only got one season. So they had to rush shit, but it did so well that they didn't, you know, they wrote out more seasons.
You know, I think I heard that before, too. It was only supposed to be one book just to, like, kind of give you a little cherry on top of Airbender, right?
It was mainly because Nickelodeon or the heads of Nickelodeon weren't happy. They wanted another Avatar, but the creators wanted a female colored protagonist, an Avatar, and they weren't down with it.
They wanted Aang again, huh?
They didn't want Aang. They just did not want a female colored character.
Wow.
And the creators, like they Mike and Brian, they pushed for it and they finally, you know, got it through and it did good, right? All was good. But then the whole thing was like they wanted them to be a thing. But again, the creator or Nickelodeon was pushing against that too. Like, no,
you mean her and Asami?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and that's kind of why toward the end, remember, Legend of Korra was hard to watch. You couldn't watch it on TV, and you had to go like online to watch it.
They made it hard as fuck to watch it. Yeah,
it was probably because of that whole thing too, because Nickelodeon was upset with like the outcome that was coming out of it and what was happening and stuff like that.
That they didn't get to fuck with it.
Yeah. So yeah, yeah. That's why the Korra and Asami thing didn't happen to the very end,
because they wanted the last episode. Now I've heard that before, that they were trying to blossom it throughout the series, which they kind of got away with that a little bit.
Yeah, if you actually go back and watch it,
and you pay attention.
If you pay attention, you're like, wait a minute, it was kind of here, kind of.
Yeah, but they weren't allowed to actually say it until season 3, I guess.
Yeah, and like, technically, they didn't even say it at the end either.
No, it was all implied.
Yeah, but everything was pretty totally obvious. Yeah, it was an obvious like implementation of it, but. Yeah, so that's something that I was like, wow, that's crazy. So anyways, again, they're trying to push some bullshit on us.
Yeah, I'm fucking over it, dude. I'm like, just give me my shit. I wanted it to be.
Anyways.
All right, with that said, let's go into...
Oh, Wags of Shit?
Yeah, the toy box.
Yeah, where is it? Right here.
Is it the toy box? I thought it was a toy box.
The Roundup, Toy Roundup.
Oh, Toy Roundup.
So toy news was very slow over the Labor Day weekend.
That's true.
We're going to do something different instead.
Okay.
We're going to do something educational. And hopefully you learn something. So
he's going to teach us some stuff.
We're going to talk about some glossary of terms that I use that hopefully will help you understand more of what I say in the future. Because sometimes I bet some of it just goes right over your head. So in terms of just the basic line of figures... sometimes I may say repaint, and sometimes I'll say retools. So when I say repaint, it's not actually like they're physically repainting the figure. It's more like they're taking an existing mold and they're just using different colors. They're injecting different colored plastic into that mold, and then they slap a different name on it. So some of the more well-known repaints are Starscream, the Seeker mold. Called the Seeker mold, and the like very first one, the one that comes to mind the most is Starscream. And then they'll take this mold and then they'll just use it over and over and over again, and you'll get like the Hasbro Takara, or sorry, the Hasbro Thundercracker, or the Takara Skywarp, and then the other ones like Acid Storm, Hot Link, Red Wing. They'll just go, the list goes on and on and on.
They're all the same.
They can recolor a figure.
They're all the same, just mold, just different colors.
Oh, like that Grimlock shit they were doing for
really heavily used. Or was heavily used was the Beast Wars Dinobot.
Yeah, he about to say.
You had the Hasbro release, you had the Takara release, you had the Telemoco one. There was the Fox Kids version, there was the 10th anniversary version, then it was repainted into Grimlock, and then the Walmart exclusive Grimlock. They used it a lot, and then they also retooled it. What's a retool? Glad you asked. A retool is when they take an existing mold, and similar to a repaint, they'll change the colors. But they'll add a few new parts here and there to make it seem like a brand new figure. So here's a great example. This is Sound Blaster, who himself is a repaint of Soundwave, just done up in black. And this is Blaster. And as you can see, they just switched the head, so he has a new head now. He has a new gun instead of the shoulder cannon. And he also has a new chest. Now, retools can be very extensive, where they take almost every part and they change it, but the transforming parts are the same. Or sometimes they'll just switch ahead. It gets really crazy. So those are just ways for companies to cut costs, save money, and you know, really get a lot of miles out of a mold they've used. So now we move on to some interesting stuff. So collecting does get expensive. So some companies out there have started jumping into the market. Well, they've always kind of been in the market, actually. We have KOs. So what is a KO? A KO is a knockoff, different from a third-party figure. So what a KO is, it's a knockoff. You know what a knockoff is. It's not the real version. They'll somehow get a hold of the mold, and then they'll make their own version. Or they'll reverse engineer it, and then they'll get a mold that way. So these are knockoffs of the Masterpiece Ironhide and the Masterpiece Ratchet, who Ratchet is himself a retool of Ironhide. Have I lost you guys yet? And... They'll sell it for a lot cheaper. They may change parts. Like, I think the original Masterpieces came with die-cast parts, but these knockoffs from China will ditch all of the die-cast to save money. And sometimes KOs are really cheap, really crappy, and they'll just fall apart in your hand, like the Dragon Ball Figure Arts knockoffs. But sometimes you'll get some really good ones that are really hefty duty. Like I'm really impressed by these Masterpiece knockoffs. I'm not gonna pay $100 for a Masterpiece when I can pay like 30, and it's almost the same thing. I mean, the only problem with this one is the shoulders sit too low because they screwed it up when they were putting it together. But other than that, I mean, it's you can't really tell. Sometimes they're so hard to tell the difference, because like these ones actually came in a box that was almost exactly the same as the original Masterpiece box, just with the colors kind of faded. So that's a KO. But what's a third party, you ask? A third party is different. A third party doesn't use the original molds. It's not a copy of an existing figure. It's a copy of an existing character. So that's the difference right there. So this is the Planet X Jupiter, and then this is the Deluxe.
I had a handful of Jupiter.
Optimus. These are both the same character, but the third party one is a very complicated, very beautiful looking version of that character. Third party figures usually try to fill a hole in a collection that, you know, doesn't exist. Like, again, like, even though this figure does exist, the original version leaves a lot to be desired. It's a lot smaller. The transformation is very simple, and it's not that game accurate. And the paint decals suck. I mean, look, it's got molded tires in the back, but they're red. So what the third party attempts to do is give you that perfect figure that you're looking for. And as you can see, this one has a lot more paint apps. There's more silver. It's a lot more game accurate too. And look, it's even got the right colored tires.
Oh, it's from the game.
Back. So for legal reasons, third party companies, since they don't have the license, I mean, they can get sued, but they're usually overseas. So they can't actually name the figure what the name is intended to be. Like, this is clearly Fall of Cybertron Optimus, but for legal reasons, they have to call it Jupiter, Planet X Jupiter.
That's crazy.
A lot of third party figures are really expensive, but most of the time,
I know they're
they're worth it because they do things Hasbro doesn't. Because, you know, Hasbro has budget restraints, while third-party companies don't really have any. You know, they can do the extensive paint applications that Hasbro can't, and they can make them bigger, they can make them smaller, they can make them more accurate. And again, like, they can do whatever they want in terms of figures, of characters. Figures that you probably have never seen in the main Transformer line. So that's great. So that's third party. But third party also includes, it's a broad category, it includes completely new figures, but it also includes upgrade kits. An example of an upgrade kit would be this guy here, Ironhide. This is the Leader Class Ironhide, but these aren't his original cannons. The cannons he came with are these little tiny things in a box that you press a button for and then they flip out. Not movie accurate at all. So this is from Fans Want It. It's an upgrade kit, and it's just these cannons here to make him look more movie accurate. Although, you know, the paint is way off. I mean, this does not look like Ironhide in the least when it comes to just the paint job. And I wish these were painted too. But, you know, for people that want to make their figures in their collection look better, look more accurate, Transformers, especially nowadays, are a lot more hollow than they used to be. They're like thinning the plastic and making them as hollow as possible to save money. So some third-party companies have started making gap fillers to fill in those holes for those figures to make them look more full.
That's interesting.
So again, an upgrade kit could be anything like new parts, weapons, or gap fillers to make your figure look a lot better. Another example of a third-party kit. This is kind of stretching it though. It's a little bit stretching. Is a company called Toy Hacks. They make stickers. I think they started off making stickers for reproduction stickers for like original Generation 1.
I remember
stickers,
hearing about really them. Expanded, actually,
so now they do like custom stickers for Transformers, and they make them look a lot better too.
Yeah.
And if you go to the Toy Hacks website, they sell not just stickers; they also sell weaponry too. I got the Toy Hacks stickers. So the flame decals here, this chest piece, the Pickle Rick sticker right there, this little TV thing, even has some raised stickers that kind of mimic the a car seat. And oh, he has some nice flame decals right back there too. Oh, and by the way, this Rekgar is actually a retool of another Transformer called Groove. But yeah, if you really want to make your figure stand out and look great in your collection, I would suggest checking out Toy Hacks. And the last thing I'll touch upon is a KO slash third-party figure. So some companies kind of blur the line between knockoffs and third parties. And here is an example of that. Wei Jiang is, I think, the most famous one for doing that. This is, I forgot the name for it, but this is clearly Hound from...
he's Saturn.
Gosh, was it Age of Extinction? Not Age of Extinction, the one before it. The one with the Dinobots. Well, there was two with Dinobots. Anyways, so this is a figure that already existed on a Voyager scale, but Wei Jiang took that figure, upgraded the size for it, and then they added new parts to it, like this belly piece. This belly piece is actually an upgrade kit that that Wei Jiang copied and added to the figure. And there's also, you know, different paint applications to make it look more movie accurate, and they even added this dog chain too. And I think they changed a couple transforming mechanisms on this thing. Like, there's different parts. So it's kind of like a retool of a KO, if you want a better way to describe it. But it's an attempt by a company to improve on an existing figure by making a knockoff and then adding new parts to it, which is very confusing. So it's a KO third party. And Wei Jiang is great for that kind of stuff. And I gotta say, I really love this version of Hound. He even has like a little cigar. I don't know if you could tell. Yeah, great. And then I like how this thing makes his belly look fuller, more like the movie. So more movie accurate, I would say. So that covers recolors, that covers repaints, retools, third parties, KOs, and upgrade kits. That was a lot of information, I know. Oh, let me move this guy over. And I hope you learned something. I'm going to be using these terms more in the future.
Yay.
And all right. Thank you so much for listening. Take it back, guys.
All right. We learned some shit today.
Yeah.
I learned. Vocabulary. We had a glossary today.
Yeah.
But that was crazy how, like, he was saying, too, that some figures nowadays, which I've noticed, too, how they have, like, yeah, it was a lot.
Yeah, that was a long one. Maybe a little more concise. But still, we learned some shit, though. So
like,
cool.
He was saying that some figures are made now where, like, they're kind of hollowed a little bit. And I've seen that before, like, underneath, like, a robot's arm or something. It'd just be a big hole right there. And
that's have seen that, maybe, like, past, like, 10 years or something, I think.
Yeah, and that's more to save on plastic, to save a little bit of money, right? And these companies actually make fills to fill those gaps, which is crazy.
That's,
I think,
insane.
That's wild. That I don't know. Anyways, that was interesting though.
All right.
All right. More news.
Yeah, I think it's your turn, right? You wanna go?
Yeah, sure. So other news. Something big that just happened. Xbox. So on Monday, I think it was like Monday in the middle of the night or something like that, or Tuesday morning. There was a leak for the Xbox Series S. S as in Sam.
Yes, sir. There's a... and yeah, go on.
And that came out. It was a leak. It wasn't meant to come out that early. And Microsoft, you know, went along with it. It's like, hey, all right, we'll announce it. Xbox Series S for $299. I don't think we knew about this. I think we didn't know about this, but I don't think we knew the name.
Yeah, we speculated, and I think people knew that it was going to exist. But yeah, we didn't know what it was going to be called. For sure.
Yeah. So they actually came out with the pricing, which is going to be $299, $300, which is the price of a Switch. Which some people pointed out, too. Just kind of keep that in mind. So the whole thing right now, too. Also, that's coming out November 10th. The whole thing right now with Xbox, their new system and Sony's new system, is that no one has said exactly the pricing of their systems. Or I don't think that we got an exact date yet for anybody either. And everyone's thinking that they're kind of playing a little game of chicken right now. Like, say, who's going to give in
who's gonna throw the price. Yeah.
Yeah. And everyone's thought, too, is like the person that does throw out a price first, then the next, you know, company will give a lower price to kind of undercut them. Yeah. That's what people were thinking what was going on here. And I think Xbox's hand was kind of forced this week. So we got that price.
You know, it's funny. Then, that's the 360 numbers. It was 3 and 5, wasn't it?
What do you mean?
For the 360. For the dope-ass version and the weak-ass version. Remember the 32 gig and the 16 gig?
I don't remember the prices for those.
I think it was 3 and 5, bro.
Yeah?
That sounds about right.
300 and 500? I don't feel like 500 was a price. I feel like that's too high.
I don't know, bro. It was pretty bad. I don't know if you remember the PS3 Xbox Wars.
Tai Chi says it was 300 and 400. For the 360.
Okay. 300 and 400. Yeah. That's not that far apart. That's pretty close. To right now, like the base is the same price.
Yeah, and this Xbox S version, this is an all digital version, so this is not going to have any CD drive in it, or your Blu-ray drive rather. It's going to be a little
that
it's a tiny bit weaker, But they said that it's still going to do like next gen graphics and all that and everything.
Well,
1440p, 60 frames per second. What sucks is that it's going to have a 512 gigabyte NVMe SSD. That's awesome that it's an NVMe SSD. That's awesome. But only 512 for an all-digital version where you expect people to only download shit?
Like, yeah, eventually they're going to run out.
Half like a terabyte?
Yeah, that's stupid. It's like, if you're going to make these things, make them capable of handling it.
Yeah, exactly. Like a terabyte, it should have been, at the very least, they did. Not 512 gigabytes. That's going to fill up quick, especially with new games right now that are going like 60, 80 gigs a game. Yeah, that's going to be crazy.
So you want to hear something pretty... Oh, no, continue. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Well, also, this is going to have 10 gigabytes of RAM, 4 teraflops of GPU power, and various other things that are just a bit off to the X version. X as in X-ray, which they also just announced. I think today they announced it. So the main system, the big one, the Xbox Series X system, the refrigerator-looking thing that we've seen before, that's going to go for $500, $499. And it's going to be just a little bit stronger. And this one actually does come with a terabyte hard drive or SSD NVMe drive. And also has 4K capability as opposed to the S, which only had a 1440p capabilities. And then 16 gigs of RAM and 12.15 teraflops. This is 3 times more in GPU power. And it is also going to have that Blu-ray drive as well. So that's the announcement we finally got. I think everything's in place now. I think we know everything we needed to know for the system. So
not yet.
No, what else
actually
do we got?
There's something that was tweeted today by one of the head producers of Ribbity Games, and they're the people that are they're working on Xbox X and S, right?
Okay.
And so, you know,
like making games for them?
No, like designing the system.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah. And so the senior tech producer, his name is Sasan Sefer, and he says for makers of games like, okay, yeah, he works for game producers, I'm sorry, and he was making a comment on what he thinks about the Xbox S for games that he makes, and games that he makes are Control, Quantum Break, Alan Wake,
okay,
some really like high level graphic shit, right?
Yeah.
And so he says he, as a producer, foresees trouble in the future of the Xbox S, specifically in the optimization of games. That's all he said. No comment after, no explanation from that.
And the way it's optimized, I wonder what he means by that.
Yeah, all of us are wondering what he means by that. But it's pretty clear the main point he means by that, this shit is either not done or rushed or like... You know, they didn't account for certain things when they made this.
I can see that because it's still dumbed down. Like, why would you dumb it down a little bit?
Yeah.
I guess to make it get a lower price.
Yeah, I'm guessing it's just for options. You know.
Yeah. Because $400, $500, sorry, for the main system, that is a little much. Also, that's about the price we normally see systems go for, right? $400, $500
in the first year of arrival. Yeah, it's usually something like that.
Yeah. Basically means, Taichi's saying, basically means that they have to optimize for non-standardized text specifications. So doing work twice, I see, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, because they're expecting everything the Xbox Series X has, the main system, which has more RAM, more GPU power, even more hard drive space. But the Series X is only capable of like half of that or a third of that. So, yeah, and it lacks that Blu-ray drive, too, which means you got to wait for it to download and all that. But, yeah, that's interesting. It's kind of, I would feel like the same thing for, like, the Switch, too, because you had to make sure your system works in both handheld mode and TV mode. Mm-hmm. But I guess they weren't told that in the beginning, so now they got to kind of go back and make sure everything's okay. Oh, yeah, I think one of them does upscale, right? The S will upscale to 4K, which is not real 4K. But
yeah,
supposedly,
it's like a strained wannabe 4K.
but the Xbox Series X is supposed to do 4K. Is that right? But yeah, interesting. I'm not gonna get either.
Yeah, I was like, man. After hearing that shit, I was like it was cool when it came out, and I heard that immediately after. I'm like, okay, this can't be the only developer. I'm assuming other developers are keeping their mouth shut because they're like, oh shit, we don't know how that's gonna play out or what Microsoft's plan is.
Yeah, but that's for the S. And most people that are real gamers are probably going to go for the X. Yeah,
it's true. It's funny. Well, like, so now that you mentioned that, right? So the real gamers would go for the 5 for the X, right?
Yeah.
So, like, isn't that weird? Because the whole reason they made a smaller system was that so it could appeal to the less gamer crowds and that they could still get their Blu-ray shit. So it's kind of funny that they don't care about that anymore. Like, who does this XS actually appeal to?
It's an all-digital version. So, you know what? Also, too, I think, because we heard about this before, too, because Xbox is trying to do their xCloud shit, their streaming service. So this Xbox Series X might be strong enough to stream games, not to play them natively within the console, but just to stream it off of some other computer.
Oh.
So that might be the main focus of the Series S.
That would be pretty cool. And Tai Chi says, also, it's named weird. Assassin's yes. Creed has both an X version and an S version.
Like it's two separate systems. Huh.
Almost like it's two systems, yeah. I guess they probably have to because they're just so fucking different.
Yeah, maybe. That's kind of interesting, too. Also, people are like, why would you call it X and S? That just, those two letters sound very similar, at least in English. And so, like, imagine a kid, like, asking their parents, I want an Xbox X. I want an Xbox X. He's like, oh, Xbox S? Okay, yeah, sure. Let's go pick up an Xbox Series S. And he comes up with the wrong system, you know? Like,
you know what?
I can imagine him being that being a thing.
And then you got to go back and buy another one, and now you got Xbox XS. Too much. You know what I mean? You heard it here first, guys. Wait, where's my drum, bro?
Your what?
Where's my drum?
What drum? Oh, no, it's over here.
Surprise, motherfucker!
Yeah. So it's not on that.
You know, excess?
Yeah, I get it. I get
a
it.
Drum?
Yeah,
I don't get a drum for that?
No, I saw it coming. No, I'm just kidding.
yeah. But yeah, so yeah, it's very weird. I don't think we're going to get one, but if we got one in this house, we're getting the X, right? If we were to.
Oh, I'm not even worried about it right now, dude. Yeah. I'm not even thinking about it. Just like last console generation, I wasn't even thinking about getting an Xbox. Maybe a PlayStation.
We just got 4s, like,
I know, right? Yeah, you just got a 4.
And 5's coming out.
Maybe I'll get a PS5, but I mean, again, I'm not even worried about it until some games start to come out. Like, the only reason why I would want to get a PS4 right now is just to play, like, Sam Show and Tetris Effect. Honestly, that's, like, only thing I'm really thinking of playing on that. Anyways, but yeah, that's some of the big things. Again, those are coming out November 10th. I think pre-orders for the Xbox starts later this month, like on the 22nd, I think is what I heard.
Okay.
So if you want to pre-order it.
All right, my turn. I guess I kind of chimed in on your news, so I'll go again. If anyone's ever played the amazing storytelling game Shenmue for for Dreamcast back in the day, it was a Japanese game with limited American releases. Very rare game, actually. Very hard to find. But if you ever got the pleasure of finding it and playing it, a lot of people love it because the game goes forever. It's like one of those games where you choose what you're going to do and what your life's going to be like. Mm-hmm. But the main plot is that your father was murdered and you're trying to find his murderer. This is a game called Shenmue, very popular back in the day. Crunchyroll has just teamed up with Adult Swim again to make a full-on anime for this. It's going to be a 13-episode, for now, one-season anime. They did talk about the potential for Shenmue 2 because there is a Shenmue 2 video game.
Okay.
But, you know, for now, they're going to start with one season. And, yeah, it's going to be a complete standalone 13-episode thing. There is no release date as the deal has just been struck between Crunchyroll and Adult Swim.
Are they just going to go, like, play the game and just kind of show us?
Yeah, basically. it's going to be basically the story of the game. I'm assuming happens with the world...
Are they going to literally play the game?
No. I'm assuming whatever this is going to be is very similar to whatever they're doing with The World Ends With You. Mm. It's probably just going to be a straight-up story adaptation. So.
Yeah.
But, yeah... I thought that was pretty interesting. I was like, oh, okay. Like, Shenmue's a pretty classic game, so I'm sure people would really want that. Tai Chi says they just released Shenmue 3. There's, mm-hmm. like, 5 chapters of the story, which isn't going to happen in game form. Because apparently Shenmue 3 wasn't well received. I don't know. I didn't even hear much about Shenmue 3, so I guess that proves
exactly. Yeah, because it didn't do good.
I'll say it proves exactly what you're saying. Yeah, it's not well received. You know?
That's crazy.
And so, yeah, but there will be an anime. I don't know, but for people that played the game and are into the whole interactive thing of Shenmue, does this interest you at all? Like, is the story good enough that you could watch an anime about it? But yeah, I don't know. Let us know.
Yeah, Shenmue 3 was crowdfunded. It kind of took them like an extra year or something to put that game out too.
Yeah, they had a date and they had to extend it, right?
I think so.
That sounds right. I think I remember hearing something like that.
But yeah, at least an animated version of it. That sounds pretty interesting for someone that didn't play it. Because I hear like good things about it all the time, but I've never played it and I'm not interested in playing it. But I'm kind of interested in the story. We'll see. That sounds cool though. Any idea when that might be coming out?
No, they just announced the partnership.
It was just announced. Oh, okay, yeah. So they're working on it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. Other news for Batman, the filming has halted. Do you know why?
Yeah, Robert Pattinson, right?
Yeah, he caught the COVID-19.
How
did that happen?
You know what's funny? I saw a day before.
He was out eating somewhere.
No, they had to shut down the Batman production because somebody might be sick on the set.
Oh.
And like that was like a couple days before.
Did they say it was him or was it just somebody else?
They weren't clear. They were just saying semi sick on set. So I don't know if someone was on set sick and got him sick or if he was the fucking guy. You know, I'm not sure. But either way, you know what's funny about that? A little side piece of news that I heard. They resumed production without him.
Yeah, they probably can.
It was just funny to me. I'm like, you gonna resume Batman production without Batman, motherfuckers? I'm like, what? Like, it just sounded funny. I'm like, I saw the article and it said, I didn't make it a piece of news. It's like, yeah, Batman resumes filming without Robert Pattinson. I was like, how does that work? Like,
Tai Chi said there's a joke going around. Batman should stop eating bats in the Batcave.
Wow. That would be cannibalism. And that's dark.
That's ironic, too. That Batman caught the virus that came from a bat.
Right?
Damn. That's wild.
Son, that is wild. You're right, ain't you?
That is crazy stuff right there. But yeah, that's kind of crazy that he caught the virus. Like, you know, you would think these sets, they go through, they should be going through some protocols to make sure. Like, weren't they doing some things too where everyone's like in a bubble where no one's allowed to interact with anyone outside the bubble?
Yeah, but see, the whole thing is that, like, you don't really know. Like, because, you know, it's a walking disease. So there's points where, like, you don't know you have, like, symptoms.
Yeah, that's true too. Yeah.
Strong. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's real. There's a big window for shit to go wrong. And there's also people that thought they were better and maybe they could still give it to you, you know?
See, this is why that mask doesn't work for Batman. Because I was telling you that shit, that mouthpiece area is too wide.
He was a little behind on that. Yeah, right? He wasn't ready for the future on that. Spider-Man had the right idea.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, but yeah, that mouthpiece on the bat suit is wrong.
Or even better, Winter Soldier, you know?
True.
He had it perfect.
He looks like Winter Soldier.
All right. But yeah, guys, so, you know, Batman's sick.
Batman's sick.
He'd probably be all right. He's, you know, they haven't said anything. But, all right, my turn?
Yeah.
Walking Dead is fucking finally over.
Finally, they've been Walking Dead for a while now.
Yeah, dude, they really have. They really became their own title.
Can I do it?
Oh, but you get the drum. But, yeah, they're on season 11 now, and this will be the last season. Comes out next year. We'll finish around 2022 sometime. And
so will they find a cure?
I doubt it. I mean, they made pretty clear there is no cure in season 2.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I'm not too into it. I don't care about Walking Dead anymore. But you know what's funny? It's not gone away from you guys completely. Because there will be 2 spinoff shows and maybe more.
Oh, no.
They already have Fear the Walking Dead, right? But there's going to be about Walking Dead anthologies. Just random characters that you might know and some that are brand new characters just having their own standalone one episode story.
Okay, I was going to say they should do something like that.
That's actually not a bad idea. I was like, that actually sounds kind of cool.
Yeah.
Other one is Carol and Daryl are getting their own show, which people love those two characters and they always kick it together. But a whole show, I don't know. I feel like you could just pick out 5 episodes of the show they have already and be like, that's good enough. Yeah, so I don't know if that's the best idea. But, you know, they're doing it anyway. They're doing it anyway. But yeah, so more Walking Dead will be ending soon. I mean, I guess if you're a huge fan, this is your chance to run and catch up. I won't be doing that, but if you do, let me know how good it is.
Yeah, for sure. Let us know, because I'm not watching it either.
AJ?
Mulan came out.
Yeah.
So the way that $30 thing works, it's finally clear now. You just pay for early access. That's all it is. You pay $30 one time, and you get Mulan right away. And December 4th, it'll be officially released to everyone that didn't pay for it. So do you want to wait to December 4th for it to be on Disney Plus like normal, or do you want early access for $30?
I'm going to wait it out. I'm already paying $10 a month. That's $30 right there.
Many people, they dubbed over it. What? They dubbed over it. They dubbed over Jet Li. I'm offended. Did they? Jet Li's in it?
I didn't even know Jet Li was in it. Is he the boyfriend?
I don't know. Who would dub over Jet Li? Anyways, but yeah, Mulan, I hear was, I actually heard that it was not bad. He's the emperor. Oh, okay. But I heard it wasn't bad.
I heard it wasn't bad either. I heard it's actually more akin to like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
Yeah, that's what I heard too. It looks like more of a martial arts flicks. It gets very Disney toward the end, I heard though. But there's a lot of people that are like, where the fuck is all the music? Where's Mushu? Like all this other stuff too.
Hey, I was saying that before. It's cool. Remember, I was saying this when we first heard about this movie. I was like, no fucking music. I was like, fuck that shit. I'm not watching it.
I didn't know there'd be like absolutely no music though.
Like, we knew. I knew. We talked about it on the show. Like I was like,
I'm okay with that though. I haven't checked it out yet though, but. I think Carla did see it, and she loves the animated version, so she's kind of basing her feelings off of that. So I'm not gonna believe what she says, but I've heard other people say that it was all right.
All right.
It wasn't a good movie, in his opinion, says Tai Chi. All right.
It was not.
Everyone's on the fence with this then.
All right. So other news. There is a RoboCop prequel series in the works. You know why I think this is lame? Well, it's the only thing that's cool about it is I guess there's going to be some kind of a RoboCop reboot. It's called RoboCop Returns. Oh, I guess it's going to be a sequel to that. Oh, that other movie that came out a couple years ago that people didn't like. I forget that happened, too, because no one fucking liked it. But apparently there's going to be a prequel series, which I'm going to tell you why I'm not down for it. It's the same reason I think you guys have been listening to Unfocused for a while. You're probably already going to know what I'm going to say. I'm not down for a fucking RoboCop show without RoboCop in it.
Yeah, that what it's going to be?
That's what it is.
He said, wow.
The guy said, I'm going to tell you exactly what the creator said. He said, I'm working at MGM on it right now. It has all the cool stuff about RoboCop, except no RoboCop.
Straight out.
I'm working with these writers, Dave Parkin and Rob Gibbs, who brought this idea to a TV producer friend of mine, who then brought it to me. The first time I heard it, I knew it was a cool idea because I could see a lot of things you could do with it. It's such an interesting character. I don't think so. I really don't. I mean, just like Tai Chi, I'm going to have to respectfully disagree. I don't think we need a fucking RoboCop show without RoboCop in it. I was like, what's the point? Let me just have a regular cop show. Like, I like cop shows. You know, it's just weird to me.
What do you think about, because you like the Alien series, you said, right?
Yeah.
And there was Prometheus.
I love Prometheus. Don't get me wrong.
There's no alien in it, though, right? At least until the end.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was going to say there is an alien. But you know, the alien shit's still happening, though. You know, the whole time. It's not like this shit where you're watching this world that's supposed to be fantastical be boring. Like, no, it wasn't like that. Prometheus still had aliens and other species and diseases still going on. Like, oh, okay, it feels like
Alien wasn't in there, though.
It was. And the guys who made them. And we got answers to the guys who made them. Like, that's like, and they're big aliens. It's a different thing.
That's what I feel like this RoboCop prequel could be without RoboCop, is like, you know, what led to his creation.
But we know it's just gang members that fucking get mad and fuck him up. And then like somebody had some tech and like, hey, why don't we fucking make him a robot man? Like, okay.
But how does all that come together? Like, how does
fucking
this...
lame. No,
okay.
I feel like we've had this conversation about something else. I'm like, no, man. Like, it reminds me too much of Gotham, which
being
I'm like,
shut up like a mofo.
Yeah, man. I'm like, I don't need to see this fucker get shot in the dick again. Like, that's what this prequel is going to do. And I'm like, yeah, no, man. I'm good. Like,
all right, fine.
I wish I could like it. I can't like it, I don't think. But, you know, I guess we'll see what happens. Maybe it'll make me feel wrong. It'll be awesome if I get proven wrong. And it's good, you know? That'd
we'll
be
see.
Cool. AJ?
All right. I got like two more pieces here.
All right. I got two.
Not really big. Actually, this one's kind of interesting. Apparently, there's a golden ticket thing going on right now in the world.
Like Willy Wonka?
Yeah. So this dude who doesn't work with Jelly Belly anymore, but he used to back in like the late 70s, early 80s. I think they said he's the one that came up with the name Jelly Belly. Mm-hmm. So he has some candy connections, right?
Some mafia candy connections. Yeah.
But he has this website, thegoldenticket.com. And this is not like Willy Wonka, though, where you like, you know, buy candy and look for the golden ticket inside of it.
I was going to say, is there a golden Jelly Belly out there?
That would be cool, too, but that's not what's happening because he doesn't work with the company anymore. But what he's doing is he has this website, and for almost $50, yeah, for $50 pretty much, he will send you a riddle. And with that riddle, you can go and find where this golden ticket – it's actually more of a golden necklace, and he'll give you clues. And there's only 1,000 clues per state.
Oh.
So the whole point is to buy one of these clues and I guess get together with everyone else to find it or something, or use your own clue and find whatever this is. Not only is there this golden necklace to find too, but there's also various other prizes up to like $5,000 or something like that. But if you do end up winning the grand prize, you do get keys to a factory, a candy factory. there's some taxes you got to pay for all that, of course, he says. But you get to also hire your own staff and everything,
too.
Damn,
you get the keys to a candy factory. So you can hire Oompa Loompas?
You can if you can find them, yeah.
Then you got to go to Loompa Land. That's a whole deal. All right, go on, AJ.
But no, that's pretty much it, really. Yeah, if you're interested in doing this or owning your own factory, go to, what was it called? TheGoldenTicket.com and go buy yourself a clue and I guess see what happens.
Get a clue.
Only 1,000 per like state, though, which is weird.
Oh, yeah.
For a riddle.
That's weird.
Is this a Riddler? Oh, shit.
He's at it again, AJ.
Yeah.
To the Batmobile.
But yeah, let's see what happens to that.
Okay. Is it...
How to get rid of a falling business.
Okay. Other news. So, I don't know if you heard, Sony greenlit a live-action Spider-Man TV show.
Interesting.
But it's not about Spider-Man, which I'm not mad about.
Okay. This is sounding good then.
Yeah, this is actually about a character called Silk.
Oh.
I don't know if you know about this character because she's kind of obscure in Marvel, but...
I've seen her around.
Yeah, I believe her thing is she's a parallel universe Spider-Man. She's also been bit by the same radioactive spider that got Peter Parker.
Mm.
And, you know, she has some spider powers, including organic webbing. Her webbing actually comes from her body.
Oh, like what's his name? Damn, I forgot his name. Seabiscuit. What's his fucking name?
Tobey Maguire,
yes.
Okay. Yeah, so she has real organic webbing.
Like Tobey Maguire.
I forgot what her other thing...
Thank you, Tai Chi, but you're late.
Her other thing might be turning invisible or camouflaging or something. It's some shit like that. But yeah, so Sony greenlit a TV show. You know, I don't really know where they're going to go with this, but I can tell you a couple things about the comic character that might be interesting and a couple things about the movie that you might find interesting. Because, you know, I'm assuming this is all connected to the Marvel shit and the Sony shit, because otherwise what's the point, right?
Yeah, don't do a DC.
Yeah, please don't. So Silk, one thing that's pretty interesting that I think could make for a very good plot line in the story, she puts out spider pheromones. So her and Spider-Man are unexplainably attracted to each other. And as soon as they separate, they're like, oh, fuck, what was wrong with me? Like, why am I fucking all over her? What the fuck? You know?
Yeah.
And neither of them get it. And I can see that being a really funny, like, weird dynamic in the...
That sounds funny.
Yeah, in the TV show. That's one thing. Other thing, I believe this character has already been cast in Spider-Man Homecoming.
Oh.
I believe one of the girls in his class.
Uh-huh.
I believe the Korean girl has the same name as this character does.
Oh,
the same real name, which I don't remember what it is right now.
Okay.
But I'm pretty sure she, you know, his little group of friends that he was with, she's that one. Also, notice she was inexplicably missing after the time skip.
Huh.
In Far From Home.
Because she got older and she graduated.
Exactly.
Mm. Maybe Cindy Moon.
Cindy Moon, thank you.
Is what Taiji's saying.
And so, yeah, it was really weird that all the kids were there except for her. So I felt like, even back when I saw Homecoming, I was like, are they setting up Silk? Is she out there, like, crime-fighting or right now becoming whoever she's going to become?
Maybe.
And then in movie 3, we're going to actually see her. But now I'm starting to think maybe it won't even be movie 3. Maybe it'll be this show. And then, you know, maybe we'll get some more mysteries about the snap. You know, now that we're actually playing ball here with Sony and Marvel, you know?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, and this is a co-development. This is coming out between both of them.
Yeah, because Spider-Man, he was dusted, so there is no Spider-Man in the world.
Yeah,
so,
maybe she picked it up.
Yeah, so maybe she kind of picked up that mantle for a minute while he was gone.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be interesting because we don't really know what's going on.
Oh, we got a little help from Tai Chi. The actress's name, who was casted in Far From Home, I'm sorry, in Homecoming, her name was Tiffany Espenson. Sounds like a Latina or a Filipino name. That's weird.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the thing is that, so she was a character. She is basically supposed to be Silk. I don't know if they'll use the same actress or if they'll get someone older because maybe they want that, you know? But yeah, she technically exists in the Marvel Universe already, so there's a premise for it.
She was in Infinity War and she was in Homecoming. Yeah, that's it.
She was in Infinity. Oh, maybe on the bus?
Yeah.
Maybe a deleted scene or something?
That, like, 1 second or something on the bus, because all the kids were there.
Yeah, Ned was there too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so she's probably there for that.
So, yeah, that's all she was in, and she was Cindy.
Yeah.
And that's the name of Silk?
Yep, Cindy Moon.
Hmm.
Yeah, so I don't know. We'll see what happens with that show. Hopefully it's good.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
AJ?
All right, my last piece of news. Not really something big. But I thought it was just interesting. So this controller, this was shown at Evo last year. It's a type of hitbox that this Arcade Paradise company is making. Now, they're not really a company; they're more like a third party seller. They sell various arcade parts and all that. This kind of inspired me to do what I'm doing right now. Not only make this layout, but also try to make a thin arcade stick. Because what they do is they don't use actual arcade buttons like these, where you have this little thing that hangs out the bottom. They use keyboard micro switches inside there.
Oh, you told me about this before, yeah.
And this is how they get it to get so thin. This arcade stick here is less than an inch thick. And it's going up for pre-order finally. So shipping in October 1st. Pre-orders, you can go do them right now. You can find them on Twitter. I didn't find it on the website when I went there, but it might be around there somewhere. But it's like going for like $220, which is kind of pricey, I think, for an arcade stick, maybe.
Yeah, that is pricey for a fucking arcade stick.
Yeah, but it's pretty legit, though, and it has one of those boards in there. So it's like everything like you would make yourself, only except they did it. It's super thin, and it's just a different, whole mechanics altogether. It looks interesting. I kind of like it. I remember seeing it there, too. I'm like, this is a fucking amazing because it was so thin and everything. I was like, how they do that? And then I figured it out, and I'm trying to recreate it myself in some fashion. But yeah, look out for that. It's finally out. They also did some crazy shit too, because I think it was James Chen who I was talking about earlier. He saw it and he was questioning. He's like, I feel like this thing could snap easily. And the next day they put out a couple videos showing that it doesn't snap easily. They actually drove a car over it and showed like, look, it's still good. I think they stood in it too. I think they put it on top of something and stood on it and got someone to actually stand on it and it didn't snap.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, even being less than an inch thick, it's still pretty sturdy.
Durable, huh?
Yeah.
Pretty durable.
Okay. Yeah. So, if anyone's interested in some type of new arcade stick and you like that hitbox format, you might want to check out this thing. This is fucking super portable, too. You can just throw this into a book bag easy. You don't have to worry about the stick sticking out and stuff like that.
That's the bitch, right? When you got the box with you, the stick sticking out.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I have that removable one on my stick, too, so yeah. I can easily fit it somewhere. But this is even thinner than all that, too. So that's what's kind of crazy about this. But, yeah, look out for that over there. Arcade Paradise. Arcade Parts on Twitter.
All right. That being said, let's get, what do you got planned? Let's talk about our In Focus weeks.
Yeah.
For me, I'm definitely going to keep watching that show Lovecraft Country when they put out the next episode. Oh, I didn't mention before that I've been tearing through Better Call Saul season 4. I'm almost done with it right now. That shit's fucking amazing, dude.
How many seasons? Is it still going?
Yeah, it's still going. There's 5 seasons out right now.
5 seasons, okay.
Yeah, I think they said season 7 will be the last season.
Okay.
And they're working on 6 right now, so.
All right, cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really good. I don't know if I mentioned to you, but we finally got an episode that actually shows shit after Breaking Bad. And I was like, oh shit.
I think you mentioned that to me earlier, yeah.
It was just for like a quick like 5 minutes, but I was like, oh shit. Like, he's on the run. Like, he's doing his, he's trying to be safe too,
Yeah.
And it was just real quick. Like, and then they went back to the story. I was like, oh, motherfuckers. Like, I want to know more, But hopefully in season 5, they'll be talking more about that.
Do you think maybe like season 6 or even maybe 7, maybe like they time skip over Breaking Bad and then kind of continue on there?
I'm hoping. That's what I'm hoping for, is that eventually this will lead, because everything's all about how he became Saul.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping that maybe it'll all end with how he is living as being Saul, or how he wants to go back to who he was before, I'm hoping it's going to be one of those two things in whatever last season comes out.
That'd be cool. We'll see what happens there, I guess.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And otherwise, there's this new creepy movie coming out that I want to check out called Alone. The trailer looked really good, so I'm going to probably keep an eye out for that and look into it a little bit. And then otherwise, more American Vampire. I'm going to probably reread X-Men, Powers of X and House of X again. That's the badass one that came out earlier this year that I've been talking about. Yeah, I think I'm going to reread them because they're so mind-blowing. I want to get a better grasp of them before I keep going into the books. So yeah, that's probably the main things I'll be doing. More Soul for sure. More Cassie, trying to get some Cassandra practice in.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's about it. AJ?
Cool. If I can find some time, maybe start putting together the NES system, the Lego ship.
The Lego one, yeah.
Because I got the cartridge and the controller. I just didn't have to find time. I just finished today putting all of Yu Yu Hakusho is now on my server. Not quite yet, because I just have it raw and I got to cut it down and then, reformat to a smaller package.
Actually,
got to compress it.
You realize you're wrong, right?
About what?
You can't possibly have all of it anymore.
Oh, because it's like 2 extra episodes
that
came out.
Two bonus episodes, bro.
True.
Oh, also, did you put those special?
What specials?
The Yu Yu Hakusho specials. Mm. Did you put those onto your server too? Eizo Hakusho, remember, it's like a different one with all four of them on the cover.
Do we have that?
We have that.
No, I don't have it on there. So yeah, I gotta get that too.
I'll pull it out for you.
Anyways, so I'm gonna finish converting that. I have all of Kenshin on there now too.
Sick!
All two seasons are all up on my server, and I think I finished Dot Hack up there too. So I got stuff to kind of watch through my own server now.
Did you actually watch Dot Hack, or are you still in the middle?
I haven't continued it yet. No. Okay. Yeah, because I started watching Kenshin because it's just like I have it now. I want to see because season one. I haven't watched season one too often.
Yeah,
so, like, every time I watch it, it's like, oh yeah, I forgot this happened.
It makes you feel like you should skip it, even though it's really good. I know what you mean. Like, yeah, I feel like every time I rewatch Kenshin, I kind of skip a few episodes in season one, and like they're really good though. You know, they're really entertaining.
I own all of season two like on disc and everything. So every time I want to watch Kenshin, I just start from season two because why not?
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm actually starting from season one, and yeah, it's crazy. Just rewatching everything, just like, oh yeah, this is an episode that happened, and yeah, I don't know, just all that's kind of cool. Anyways, so doing that, what was I gonna do? Oh yeah, try to finish reading some of those comics that I picked up. I haven't read any of them yet. The Usagi Yojimbo and the Sonic stuff I picked up. Oh yeah, the Power Rangers I picked up too. That's right, I gotta start reading that. And yeah, more Soul, and start fucking around with this hitbox, and actually just putting it together. I'll probably wire this tonight actually, because I have all the connections I need now. Let's fuck with that. But I'm gonna try to learn this. I want to see if I can learn this and get good with it, and just see if it does make a difference.
Oh,
maybe I should learn with the new character with this new character, new way to play.
New character, new buttons, new you.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe that won't fuck with my brain so much.
One other thing that might fuck with your brain more, because then you learn how to navigate.
But it'd be a new character, so I wouldn't know what to do anyways. And then just knowing a new layout for that, you know, I don't know. It makes some type of sense to me.
Try it out, man. Let me know.
Let's see. I'll go learn Voldil or something with this shit.
Oh, hell no. Oh, yeah. One last thing I was going to mention. I want to see that new show on HBO Max, Raised by Wolves. Have you heard about that?
On HBO Max? No. Mm-hmm.
It's like a sci-fi thing. It looks pretty nuts. Like, humanity's been gone, and there's a race of robots on another planet that's raising human babies.
Cool.
Right? And then
some Matrix stuff going on.
And then humans come to the planet like, yo, we want our fucking babies back. And the robots are like, they're our babies.
They're our babies.
Like, yeah. No, for real. And they're protecting the babies. Like, they think they're protecting them because they don't want humans to grow up how the previous humans grew up.
Yeah, yeah. That sounds pretty sick.
Yeah, right? It sounds kind of wild. I'm like, dude, I kind of want to get that. I can't wait to watch that. So. That's new cool. On HBO Max. There's three episodes there.
Nice.
Yeah. All right, guys. I'm focused. We'll see you next time.
Shit. Yes, that's right. Oh, yeah, we don't say anything else.
No.
That's
bye.
Right. Bye.
We say bye.
We say bye, damn.
Don't forget, this is a Collision 28 production. We're live on twitch.tv/collision28 every Thursday.
Wednesday. Also, you can always catch us on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast to see rebroadcasting of these episodes. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe there as well.
Also, Twitter, you can message us at unfocused28. We also give you updates when the show starts. Instagram at unfocusedpodcast. Subscribe, you know, like.
Also, you can subscribe to our podcast, the show the audio version on Apple Podcasts. Or just get more information about that on collision28.com.
Or if you have any comments or things you want us to talk about, or maybe things that you feel we missed in the past, email us on unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com.
I just think it's ironic that they're both exact opposites. Discord, collision28.com/discord.
I ain't gonna say it again.
Wags wants to know if you're down for a match later tonight, T.
Later tonight, yes, I'll be down.
Through PS4.
Oh, yeah, I gotta set it up, but I'm down. We'll talk. Text me.
It's over!
Don't forget to subscribe!